Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, this week we have started the epistle to the church at Thessalonica, the first church to receive an epistle from Paul, the first church to undergo the persecution of the state, in this case, the local government. Paul reminds them that he too had received persecution. In fact, it was the persecution at Philippi that had sent him to Thessalonica. So he said, don't be amazed. When persecution comes, it's God's work of testing us to grow us in faith. He then reminds him of his ministry in their midst under adversity so that they would be encouraged that, number one, he has noted the election of God in their life because they manifest the power of God's grace, electing grace, calling grace, saving grace, sustaining grace, and grace that is transforming them so that they have a hunger for God's word, but they don't just hear it, they do it. That they receive the word of God in power, and the word of God is doing such a great work in their lives that when Paul goes to other places, they beg him to hear about the gospel because of the report of what the gospel had been doing at Thessalonica. And now the Apostle Paul finishes the second chapter with these words of his heart for them. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to see you. I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, our crown, our joy, of boasting before our Lord at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. So the Apostle Paul says, I am so sorry that I was torn away. It was the persecution that was there that the Thessalonians sent him on to Berea, and he continues his ministry. He says, but I keep looking for ways to get back. But there's two reasons he wasn't coming back. One he mentions, one he doesn't. The one he doesn't mention is one he mentions in other places, that God was leading him onward, and he was going to have his ministry not only in Berea, but Corinth and Athens. So he wasn't able to get back because God was leading him there. Then he gives a second reason, because every time I sought to come there, Satan would hinder us. Now, there's a couple of thoughts there, is that, number one, Satan does have a role in this world under the hand of a sovereign God. But remember, Satan is a fallen angel. Satan is God's Satan. And so the Apostle Paul, being led by the Lord to another place, is also being led by the Lord by the hindrance of Satan. In other words, God was using Satan's hindrances to send Paul to the place where he wanted him. So you can always be assured that Satan will attack you. You can also be assured that Jesus has won the victory over Satan. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And whatever Satan is allowed to do is in the hands of God to accomplish what God ultimately wants to do in our life, even if it's martyrdom. Satan thinks he's killed a believer. Actually, he's just promoted us home. And the platform of our martyrdom actually extends the church further and further into this world. So, then he says to them, but I want you to know I really want to come. Why? Because you're our crown, our glory, and our joy. Now, the Apostle Paul is not putting the believers he ministered to at Thessalonica higher than Jesus or alongside of Jesus. Clearly, Jesus is Paul's glory and crown. But what he's speaking is now, from the vertical to the horizontal, on the horizontal level, there is nothing more joyous for a pastor than the crowning blessing of God in the lives of the people to whom he ministers to. And his boast in the Lord is for the Lord in their life. And he will continue to boast in the Lord and for them in the Lord as his crown and glory in serving the Lord until Jesus comes again. Well, that's another slice of fresh bread. And I pray you'll find yourself in worship this Lord's Day in your local church with a faithful minister like Paul, serving Christ to preach the word to you, and you will receive it with great joy. It's another slice of fresh bread. I'll see you next week.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.